One thing I wanted to ask you about is, we had you in May, and now here we are on the first day. What's the transition been like? What kind of goes on when we're moving from one president to another, and what has that process been like for you?
The process has been easy, in part because President Dunn has been incredibly gracious and forthcoming. He's offered information, he's offered advice, but yet he's realizes that there is a transition going on, and that we're moving from his leadership to my leadership. And so I have to start with thanking him, and he's made it very, very helpful. The second thing that's made it very helpful is both internally at the university and the Board of Trustees have made a commitment to sort of introduce me to various aspects of the community. There's introducing me to the faculty. The Provost Council was a way to introduce me to the deans. There's introducing me to the business community and community leaders. Tomorrow we're having a reception at my house for various Kalamazoo community leaders. And so I need to meet those people. I need to hear their issues and the board and the various different members of our own team have been very helpful in making that outreach. And so, it will take me a while to meet everybody, to learn all of the issues. It won't be done overnight, but that's what's really helped in the process.
President Dunn, in the last interview we had with him, said he wants to be helpful as President Emeritus, but he doesn't want to be in the way.
Mm-hmm.
How do you view that? I mean, what do you think he can do that can make this transition and starting the job easier for you?
Well, President Dunn has been here for 10 years. He's got a wealth of experience with both different individuals and different programs and different issues. And so the thing, a new guy comes in or a new woman comes in, they often could get caught reinventing the wheel. And so sometimes being able to talk to an experienced hand can save you from reinventing the wheel, can save you from putting your hand on the third rail, or various other things like that. And Dr. Dunn has been a resource. We've talked about continuing to be a resource in the year ahead, but he's also been very respectful about that there will be a change in leadership, and people will have to get used to me, and I'll have to get used to them. And so I can't thank him enough for that.
So in hearing you talk today about getting to know people, getting to know the players in the community, it sounds like there's a discovery process here about in terms of what you want to do at Western, maybe kind of learning the landscape. Do you have a timetable on that, where this is the time where we're going to gather facts, and then at some point we move on to developing plans for whatever we're going to do next?
Yeah, I don't want to set it up as if the only thing we're doing right now is studying and everything else is on hold for the next 6 months or year. I think it's a process. And so, relatively speaking, more of the time and attention needs to be focused on getting to know people, getting to know the issues. But we always want to be mindful that the university doesn't stop. And so how do we keep going with the things that we need to keep going while I learn and then think about what are the strategic big picture. So this learning is in part to just familiarize myself with the community and the campus, but it's also about, okay, if we're going to engage in long-term strategic planning, setting out an agenda for the next 3 to 5 years, what's the information that I need? How do I engage them in that part so that if it's, whether it's a capital campaign or a new enrollment strategy, we're able to do that. But we will start doing things. We'll continue to do what needs to be done on a day-to-day basis. But we will start doing and implementing strategies and things in within a matter of 3-6 months this year.
Okay. Speaking of things that just don't stop, the Board of Trustees approved continuing the budget, which means that you still have to come up with a new spending plan going forward. Are you engaged in that yet, and is there anything you can tell us?
I will become engaged in that process. I know at the last board meeting they did a continuation. We're looking to see what final enrollment numbers will turn out. We're looking to see how the labor relations aspects turn out, and we'll very much be active in jumping into that pond in the next days and weeks ahead.
So labor contracts are a big part of this. Are you involved in that yet?
I have not been part of the negotiations yet or those conversations, but that's clearly a big part of a president's job, to be aware and knowledgeable about the labor contracts.
Do you think you have to set some sort of a limit here on where we can go with salaries? In other words, in order to create a budget that's going to be sustainable.
I think the administration has already done that, has set a framework for going into the negotiation. It's not a matter that Ed's here and everything is upset. It's a continuation of that process.